So we're still in the year of mercy. Remember that? Seemed to have happened years ago, but we're still there. What I find the gospel doing today is a kind of mercy that helps us situate ourselves before Christ with less pretense. So, my kind of theory is that Luke is using the Pharisees, who are basically good religious people. They're lay reformers, at least in the first century. They're good folks. But he's using them as a foil for the disciples. And today's reading, we get Simon. He's the foil for all Pharisees. And the woman, who I'm going to call Susanna because she doesn't have a name, and that's not fair, is a foil for repentance. And the disciples are somewhere stuck in the middle. At this point in chapter 12, we really don't know which way they're going because they're showing all the time they don't get it. And so they're a foil for us. Okay. On a continuum from Simon the Pharisee to Susanna the sinner, we can see ourselves and so pray more authentically before the Lord. Simon represents the Pharisees in what I'm going to call an observer critic. He doesn't engage with Jesus. He doesn't do and show the normal things of hospitality. He distances himself and just says, come on in and eat, you know. Jesus comes on in. If this guy were a prophet, he'd know who's touching him. So he's already sitting back and looking at the situation and going, I get to judge. I get to call what's right and what's wrong and not be engaged by Jesus at all. Perhaps we see ourselves in that. Or further, perhaps we see ourselves in this. Another characteristic in Luke's gospel of the Pharisees, in the parable, chapter 18, two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee. The other was a tax collector. The Pharisee standing by himself. And as I recall, the Greek says he prayed to himself, which is very, I have to go back and look at that. But he says, God, I thank you that I am not like other people. Thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. You know the rest of the story, right? The publican just goes, have mercy. And he's the guy that goes away connected. So the picture of the Pharisee is totally disconnected from Jesus and is entitled to be the judge of everybody else. So let's hope we all see ourselves there to some degree, okay? It may be too painful to see the whole picture, but for now, let's give it that. Now, on the other side is Susanna. She's a sinner. And in Luke's gospel, the sinners are the outcasts that Jesus hangs around with. Now, she hears he's in town, comes and performs the rituals of hospitality, washing his feet with her tears, drying them with her hair, anointing his feet with ointment. What's the deal? What's the deal about her tears? Let me suggest this to you as a way of looking at this side of the continuum. It's not remorse. In 37 years of hearing confessions, I've finally come to this. I think what we promote as remorse is really self-absorption. Are you offended? Great. Anyway, here's the deal. She discovered, and okay, her faith saved her. What was her faith? That faith in Greek, pistuo, pistuain, the noun pistis, to believe means to trust. She trusted she would be accepted because that's what Jesus was doing with sinners. Hence her tears of gratitude and joy at being welcomed, at being accepted, at being not turned away and not judged like Simon had been doing, but by the one who engages sinners and welcomes sinners. Let me suggest her tears were about gratitude. And finally, someone saw her as she is and said, "Susanna, welcome." And I think that's what I long for. I think that's what, you know, a lot of us long for, is that kind of encounter with God that says, "Yeah, I know you. Welcome." And that's the other side of the continuum from the critic, the observer. Who can't look at himself. The Pharisees are characterized as those who wash the outside of the cups, who don't even look inside to see if it needs cleansing. And yet this is the basic human struggle, much less the struggle of Christians who are just trying to make our way through the day. But the struggle of what happens when we look inside. If we don't, and we're only a critic, what it suggests is we don't trust. And that is the path of repentance, is about trust. For Susanna, that was her grace that Jesus confirmed. Your faith has saved you. Her trust that she would be welcome. Now, here's the last two things. Doesn't matter where you are on that. Doesn't matter. I mean, I know where I have a sense of where I'm at on that, kind of here, over here a little bit. Doesn't matter where you are. Because when we come before the Lord, especially at the Eucharistic prayer, to give thanks for the way that God has opened the door to freedom for us, which is salvation, we get to be who we are with our struggles and with our faith. And to practice the words, "Thank you," which is holy, holy, holy Lord. So let us notice how we come to give thanks and praise, to receive the communion that Christ makes with us, that God makes with us in Christ through the Spirit. and to see how our longing for divine acceptance just appears. So we thank God for Simon and for Susanna for being our teachers today.